And we start the second half quickly with Bryson Burns down the right side of the key and spins it off the glass for a bucket. And now Midland leads it 51-27. Right corner, here's Carlos Paul with a three, and that's good. Carlos Paul showing some shooting range there, and his first field goal of the game. I saw something here, though. Well, that kind of explains how hard it's been for the Grizzlies offensively. Carlos Paul gets a steal. The Grizzlies on the loose ball of the net. Get it to Kyle Germany up the left side. Javian Downey, catch, shoot for a three. No good. And the rebound is going to be tipped out, picked up by the Chaps, and they'll control. And they'll come up the right side with their guard, Bryce Flowers. Round the horn to the left baseline. Burns drives in all the way. Too hard. Rebound off the far side. And it's taken down by Lionel Kamwemba. Lionel, left side. Lucas Prola, bounce pass, a little block. Oh, cross court. Good. Cut down the paint. Layup is good. Everybody was flat-footed. Javian Downey just sped down the key. Took a pass on the cut and laid it in. 51-32. Over on the side now. Curling down the middle, Burns. Right corner, open shot for a two is good. Trey Clark with his second field goal. 53-32. Grizzly ball with Bola out high, free throw line. Picks up the dribble, back out to the point to Lionel. Lionel gets it left side, Kyle Germany. Sets the screen, moves over, bounce pass on the low block. Hook pass to the far corner. Javian Downey is bumped on the drive, and he'll be fouled. The blocking foul will be the call on Jaden Kempson. They do not put individual fouls on the board here for some reason. Maybe that doesn't work. Team fouls, yes. Individual, no. Inbound play out front. Grizzlies have it. Carlos Paul will hand it. Javian Downey nearly lost it. Chased it down, pulls it back. Downey gets a screen. Now goes on a pick and roll, bounce pass too hard. Lionel couldn't handle. Back the other way, Midland with it off the turnover. Step three, left-hand layup off the board, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kamwemba gets it. Front court, right side, Lucas Prola. Kyle Germany over to Carlos Paul. Bounce pass, low block. Good catch. Pump fake up inside. Blocked from behind. Woodley blocked Lionel's attempt at goal. And it's controlled by Midland. 2-6-8 guys going at it inside. And take one. Woodley won that encounter. Over on the left side, Burns bumps his guy off. Right-hand scoop shot off the board. It won't go. There's Woodley pulling down the rebound. Puts it up. He missed it. And rebound to Kyle Germany. Kyle, bounce pass ahead. Bad pass out of bounds. Carlos Paul was ahead, directly ahead of the play. And Kyle tried to bounce pass the ball to him. But that pass is nearly impossible because you don't have an angle to throw it. You would have to throw that. If you're going to throw it straight ahead, you're going to have to put some backspin on it because it's going to take off and go out of bounds. Which is what it did right there. Midland with the basketball. Leading 53-32. Now we'll get an illegal screen call. I believe Jordan Kempson has called for his third foul. And they will get Emilis Butkus in the ball game off the bench. Lucas Prola, high post. Lionel Kamwemba. Pass over to Riley Whitaker, who's in the game. Tom Emmerich's in the ball game, too, for the Grizzlies. Crossover, Lucas. Bounce pass down low. Kamwemba comes up with it. Double team back outside to Lucas. Lucas. Turns, faces, shoots, whistle, shot clock violation. The really good teams, and I classify Midland as one of the really good teams in junior college basketball or any basketball. Doesn't matter what kind of basketball it is. But if you've got balance at both ends of the floor, you play aggressively, you're going to win a lot of games if you've got the talent to play that way, and they've got the talent and then some. Here's a drive and a foul be called on Riley Whitaker, a hand check foul, as he was trying to cut off Trey Clark. In the ball game, Curtis Harrison for the Chaps. Here's the inbound play. Left side, catch and shoot for a three. It's way off the mark. Rebound taken by Lucas Prola. Prola front court, lost the ball, picked up by Whitaker. Lobs it out near the timeline, Lucas. Left side, Kyle Germany had it knocked away and stolen. Turnover Grizzlies, and that's number 12 down the left side. Left hand layup won't go. Ball tipped out, chased down. Butkus has it for Midland. On the left sideline, ball fake down the lane. Lost basketball picked up by the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany. He's got Prola in the corner for three, and it's an air ball and a whistle. An offensive foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies on the rebound. Lionel Kamwemba is called for the offensive foul. Kenyon Peebles back in for the Grizzlies. Gage Fitz back in for the Grizzlies as Kyle Germany will lead the game with Lionel. But 15:07 to go in the second half. 53-32. 21-point game at the break. Well, it's a 22-point game at the break. 21-point game right now. Handling the ball, Jaron Cook over on the left sideline now against the man-to-man. Curling over the top. Clark down the paint. Dishes underneath Butkus. Trapped underneath. Threw it away. Gage Fitz has it. Front court bounce across. Kenyon Peebles with the lay-in. Good. Three-on-one break. Executed well by Gage Fitz and finished by Kenyon Peebles. 53-34. We've got it in the teens. Now let's see if we can get it to under double digits here at some point. Left side, down the lane. Quick pass back out on the wing. Trey Clark with a three look. No good. Tom Emmerich with a rebound and a foul on the play against Midland. Nice job by Tom. Getting high in the air for that rebound above everybody else. And no substantial indication as to who that last foul was on. So we'll go from there. We do know that's the third team foul on Midland, two on the Grizzlies. 53-34, 14:02 to go, and now an offensive foul is going to be called on the Grizzlies. Illegal screen on Kenyon Peebles. That's his second foul. 53-34, 14 even to play in the ball game, and we're back to play now. On the right sideline, it's Jaron Cook. Crossover, gets away, gets in, drives, scores, foul on the play. Basket counts. Grizzly foul will go I think on Riley Whitaker. Jaron Cook with a free throw, and it's good. Three-point play. He's got 19 points. He had 19 Friday. Wraparound pass at the offensive end. Out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. 56-34. Bounce pass inside from the baseline. Kenyon Peebles moves it out. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane. Pull up shot for two is good. Basket counts. 10-foot jumper by Kenyon Peebles, and he drew the contact. The foul is on Bryce Moore. Kenyon has six. 56, 36. Free throw is good. So Kendon Peebles now with 7 points, 56-37. Well, he is 19. Now on the left side, here's a pull-up for a three, no good. Rebound is going to be fought for and out of bounds. And I don't know what the call was there. They may call that a foul. They will. That'll be a foul on Gage Pitts, going for the loose ball. Front court, inbounded to the back court now. Will Young. We got to reset the shot clock, so we got to throw it in again. Grizzlies have Riley Whitaker, Gage Pitts, Kendon Peebles, Tom Emmerich, Urji Hunami out there right now. Into the lane. Here's a turnaround fall away. Left hand, no good. Rebound comes off the back iron and picked up by Kendon Peebles. Riley Whitaker on the left side. Bounce pass into Tom Emmerich, tipped out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies with 12:56 to go in the second half. It's just been hard to score. Inbound, Riley at the right elbow. Pulls it back, gets it to Urji Hunami, who is really quick to the basket. Pass across, deflected, picked up by Gage. Three ball is way off the mark. Rebound tipped over. Urji gets it, puts it up and in. Real deflected pass. Urji finished 56-39. 17-point game. And the ball is going to be out of bounds. I thought there was a timeout called, but Midland just carelessly lost the ball out of bounds at midcourt. They have six turnovers. The Grizzlies have 12. Here's the inbound play. At the point, Gage Pitts. Down low. Kendon posts up, goes up, got it blocked. Is that not a goaltend? But we'll have a foul call on the shot. No goaltender's coming. And I don't think that was a goaltend. Now, the one a little earlier, that one was coming off the glass. Woodley with a foul. That'll be his second. Kendon Peebles at the line. And the first try is no good. Kendon had made his first three before missing that one, and it's 56-39. Grizzlies down 17. We've been as close as 16 late in the first half, and that's been a little while. Next free throw try is no good. Rebound comes off, take one, Woodley. Woodley up the left sideline now. Jaron Cook. Back out left side of the floor, picked up by Gage Pitts. Will Young on the right wing. Ball lost by Bryson. Picked back up on the left side. Stutter move all the way through. Right hand, lost it on the way in. Shot clock at three. They get it in the paint. Clark shoots with two and scores. 58-39. Gage Pitts, front court to Urji Hunami. Tom Emmerich at the left side, on the left wing, underneath. Emmerich inside, posts up, goes up and scores over the bigger Taquan Woodley. Tom Emmerich, now ball stolen away. Grizzlies come back with it with Gage Pitts. Riley Whitaker inside, Emmerich again, up and around, layup is good. Tremendous shot that time by Tom Emmerich. Two quick ones. It's 58-43. It's a 15-point game. We haven't been this close in a while. And we have a timeout on the floor. The Chaparrals will take timeout with the score. Midland, Texas, 58. MSU West Plains Grizzlies, 43. Back in 1 minute on KDY. We come back to Enid, Oklahoma on a Sunday morning. I'm Harlan Hutchison. 11:10 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies trail number 7, Midland, 58-43. It'll be Midland in the gold and Kelly Green numbers and trim with the basketball. And they play it inbounds. And here we go again. Pass inside, Woodley with a catch. Right-hand turn shot is up and good. Again, set play coming out of the timeout. Taquan Woodley scores. He has 9. Kamari Vincent back in for the Grizzlies. Gage Pitts, left point, Lucas Frola. Backdoor, great pass. Up and under shot is no good by Kendon Peebles, who hit the bottom of the backboard. Down the key. Now on the left side, up fake. One bounce, and here's a 3 shot, no good. Rebound, Gage Pitts comes away with it off the miss that time by Cook. Could get it back to 14 with a 3. Here's Tom Emmerich out front. Kendon Peebles. Emmerich has his man posted, but they can't get him the basketball. Lucas Prohl will try. Nope. Back around it goes. Left side. Gage with it. Cross court. Nearly stolen. Vincent with it. 3 on the shot clock. Prohl beats his man. Left hand runner off the board. No good. Tipped up. No good. Ball never hit the rim, though. Ooh, they're going to call a foul and bail the Grizzlies out there. What a break. That is Taquan Woodley, and that is his 4th foul. Still 10 minutes to go in the basketball game, so they'll probably get him out of there, and boy, what a relief that'll be. Kendon Peebles shooting 2. First try, good. Of course, when it's all said and done, we'll have our Don's Auto Service Player of the Game. Kyle Germany leads in that category with 1. We'll have number 2 today. Next try is no good. Ball is going to be controlled. Lionel Kamwimba comes away with it. Back outside and around the horn. Prohl steps through. A little left-hand floater, no good. Ball picked up, and Midland comes away with it. Boy, missed a chance there. Could have cut it down to 16 or 14 or less. In the front court now, the Chaps will pull it back and realize they're up by 16. They're in no hurry. On the right side, Burns has it. Bounce pass across. Here's Cook. Bounce to the low block now. Setting up inside. Backing down. Up and under shot. Blocked. Saved from going out of bounds. Stolen away by the Grizzlies. Prohl over to Peebles all the way through. Left hand layup is good. Kendon Peebles having a nice game today, and that makes it a 14-point game. Still can't get excited until you get it down to single digits, but we're making some progress here. Now another steal and a foul, and that is correct. That's an intentional foul. The Grizzlies got the steal, had it midcourt. Kyle Germany was passing the ball up ahead to Kendon Peebles. To prevent the layup behind the play, the player it's an intentional foul on Bryson Burns. And so it'll be an intentional foul, meaning 2 shots for Kyle Germany. Six-team foul. Free throw no good for Kyle. He'll get 1 more try at it. The Detroit sophomore missed them both. That hurt. But it will still be Grizzly basketball. Kendon Peebles goes out, gets glad-handed by everybody, and for good reason. Grizzly still without Trayon Grant Foster. Wait till you see him. He is 6'6", transfer from Indian Hills. And he ain't bad. Grizzly basketball as Midland goes to his zone. 8 on the shot clock. Kamwimba, low block. Goes across the paint. Goes across. Right-hand scoop shot. Off the board and good. Lionel Kamwimba has 4. It's a 12-point game now. It was a 23-point game. 60-48. across the key. Down the left sideline, Cook pressured by the Grizzlies zone. They get it inside. Ooh, a reach-around foul on Lionel, who got a hand on the intended pass inside to Curtis Harrison, but Lionel's going to be called for the foul. They got to realize the game has changed with Taquan Woodley out of the lineup, and they had both him and Bryson Burns, who has 14 points, out at the same time. So they're going to put Burns back in and take Harrison out. Inbound play, lob to the middle. It's caught by Burns. Up fake goes up, got pushed, foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Kyle Germany at 6'3". Had a bit of a height disadvantage there as he was guarding the 6'6" Bryson Burns. So Burns will go to the free throw line. Free throw, back iron, no good. Bryson Burns from Houston, Texas. Spins it, shoots it, and makes it. '61-48, Grizzlies went on a little run there. Lucas Frohlo will dribble over left. Goes left baseline. Back out to the point. Carlos Ball. He'll shoot a two off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Quark for Midland. They come back left to right. 61-48. Out on the wing. Top of the circle. In the paint. Now left corner. Wide open shot for Burns for three. No good. Rebound. Kyle Germany. We could get this down to single digits here possibly. Kyle Germany to the right elbow. Down the key. Right hand floater off the board. It's good. Kyle Germany makes it an 11-point game. Just about down to single digits. We're getting closer all the time. 7:05 to play. Over the top in a curl. Down the lane. Right-hand running shot. Missed. No good. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch by who? It'll be off the Grizzlies. And it'll be Midland basketball with 6:59 to play. I just kind of get the feeling that the Grizzlies are just kind of getting warmed up now. 61-50. Midland basketball. Lob to the middle. A catch and shoot is no good. Off the miss by Jaron Cook. Could we get it to nine here? Here's a drive and a pass inside. Loose basketball picked up by Kamwemba. Urji Hunami will back it out. Bounce pass inside. Now it goes out of bounds. Touched last by the Chaps. 6:41 to go. Javian Downey back in the lineup for the Grizzlies. He will come in for Lucas Frohlo right here. Javian Downey will throw the ball in. Lob pass out front. Boy, we had Lionel wide open inside, but couldn't get him the basketball while he was open. Now on the right side, Kyle Germany backs it out between the leg dribble. Hook pass back. And Carlos shoots and had to force the shot due to a shot clock violation there from way out on the wing. Good defense by Midland. Tom Emmerich back in. Kenton Peebles back in. Carlos Ball and Lionel Kamwemba come out. 65-50. You know, one thing that I've heard more than a couple people tell me after watching the Grizzlies in preseason and watching them play last Thursday night, it's been the same thing. They really play hard, and they do play hard, and they play together. And that's how they've been able to get back in the basketball game here. Here's a ball almost stolen on a pass to the corner by Javian Downey out of bounds. 6:08 to play in the ball game. 61-50. Midland, who led at the half, 49-27. Have seen that lead whittle down to 11. Here's an inbound play from the far baseline in the corner. Out on the right sideline, Jaron Cook, who hadn't scored in a while. He's probably dying to score. Here's a pass. Ball lost. That's going to be an over and back call against Midland as the ball was tipped to the timeline. And Cook got to it, but stepped on the timeline himself. Midland had four first half turnovers. They have five in the second half, so they have nine. And the Grizzlies have three in the second half after having nine in the first half. Davian Downey out high. The bucket here would be big. Tom Emmerich down the baseline. Spins to the middle. Double team. Gets knocked down. No call. Jared Fay holds out his hands as if to say, what do you got to do? So the goal is a turnover. 61-50. Pressure on the ball by Urji Hunami. Bad pass. Stolen away. And Kyle Germany will be fouled in the backcourt by Bryson Burns. And so both teams over the limit with the 1-1. Kyle Germany at the line. Kyle made his first two today, missed his last two. And boy, we need them all right now. And there's still 5.5 minutes to go, but we need a little bit of a charge here, a little bit of a run, a little bit of a boost. Get five or six in a row and really make this a game. Free throw is good by Kyle Germany. Quite a feather in your hat if you could do that, being down 23 at one time to the number 7 team in the country. Next try by Kyle is no good. Rebounded by Trey Clark for Midland. 10-point game, 61-51. At the point, ball knocked away momentarily, picked back up again by Bryce Moore. Moore cross-court pass. Grizzly bench making some noise over there. Their team is playing hard at the defensive end. Burns left corner, down the key. Here's Clark going in, goes up, got fouled. And a foul will be on Kenton Peebles. He was in the air in the act of shooting, so he'll shoot two times. Trey Clark, 6 points, no free throw attempts today. His first attempt here is good. Trey Clark from Far Rockaway, New York. It's always interesting to see the rosters and where these kids are from. Free throw, no good. Rebound, Tom Emery. Tom has it up high, left point. Peebles beats his man on the drive, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two with 4:58 to go, down 11, 62-51. The foul will be on Trey Clark, his second. Kenton Peebles to shoot two free throws. First of two here is good. Kenton Peebles had 2 points at the half. He has 9 in the second half, 11 for the ball game. And he is the Grizzly leading scorer. 62-52. Next free throw is way off the mark. And the rebound pulled down again by the Gold and Kelly Green, Chaparrals from Midland, Texas. Jaden Kempson will hold it out front as they run some clock. How about that? 4.5 to go. Kempson walked with a basketball. He got double-teamed by Tom Emmerich and Javian Downey at the midcourt stripe with his back turned. Emmerich jumped him from behind, and the double-team caused a turnover. Javian Downey into the front court, backs it up to the left sideline. Crossover dribble, keeps his dribble, back out to the point. They move it around the horn to the right corner. Lucas Pola back in the ball game. Kenton Peebles with a catch, back over to Lucas. Lucas over a screen, curls down the middle, back outside it goes, Javian Downey. Off the screen, Urji Hunami, back outside. Tom Emmerich drives the baseline all the way up. Another shot is good. Tom Emmerich with a nice shot. And up and under, that cuts it to 8 points. And a timeout called by Midland. All the noise you hear is coming from the Grizzly bench. 3:58 to play. Grizzlies trail Midland 62-54. And it's a full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. One change out of the timeout for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker is in the game for Tom Emmerich. And we're back to play. 62-54. Grizzlies have cut it to 8. That's closest we've been in a long time. Midland with the basketball. Out high right side. Woodley is back in. He lost it on the way up. Taquan Woodley has it stolen away. Left side Prola beats his man on the drive. Up fake, pump fake, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2. He got to the basket, stopped, pump fake. 2 guys went flying over the top of him. And that's the 10th foul, so that's double bonus for Lucas Prola. Lucas Prola was an 89% free throw shooter last season. First free throw, good. Lucas has played international basketball. He's got a lot of experience for a young fella. 62-55, it's a 7-point game. Second try for the native of Brazil. Ooh, he missed that one. And the Grizzlies trail by 7. 3:27 to play. Out high, here's Jaden Kimpson. Kimpson on the wing now to Cook in the corner. Grizzlies zone has been very effective. Here's a 3 from way out. Good. Nice shot by Jaron Cook. 65-55. Baseline, Carlos Paul trapped underneath, far corner. Urji Hunami has it. Back around the horn it goes. Eventually to Prola in the right corner. Carlos to Lionel, traveled with the basketball. And that was probably the right call. Switched his pivot foot just as he caught the basketball. Game started by saying, this is one of those how good are you games. You find out early in the year where you're at. Doesn't necessarily matter that much if you lose the game, but from a larger standpoint, it really gives you a glimpse at what you really have, and you've got to be just thrilled with what you've seen from the Grizzlies here today. Down low, here's Burns, got away with a walk. Up with shot, no good. Rebound comes off, Lionel Kimwemba. 2.5 to go, 65-55. Grizzlies down 10 on the baseline. Carlos, pull-up shot. And he got fouled on the shot. He'll shoot 2, and that stops the clock. Those, tell you what, those fouls, especially with the double bonus or bonus in effect down the stretch of a game, mean a lot more because that stops the clock. You can score without the clock running. And now substitution. That's the 5th foul on Bryson Burns, who leads the contest with 15 points for Midland. The Houston, Texas native free throw here. It's 2 shots. First one no good by Carlos Paul. Carlos had made 4 in a row before that. Need them all, though, here. 2:26 to go, 65-55. One bounce, back iron, no good. So missing free throws. Here down the stretch. We missed our last 3. On the left sideline now. Bryce Moore pulls it out. Grizzlies out of the zone. Trapped. Wraparound pass to Cook. Out front. Gets by Urji. Drives the paint. Goes up strong and scores. Well, when you spread the floor out like that and double team, that's going to happen sometime. 67-55. Prola. Baseline. Cut off. Pull up shot from the baseline. Good. Foul. No. There's a timeout called on the court. Lucas Prola with a pull up from 15 on the right baseline. He now has 13 points. And it'll be a full timeout back in a minute. 67-57. Grizzlies trail. Midland, 1:49 to go in Enid, Oklahoma, back in 1 minute on KDY. Now the timeout. Grizzlies trail by 10 with 1:49 to go against Midland, Texas. Kamari Vinson, Kyle Germany, Tom Emmerich, Lucas Prola, and Lionel Kamwimba are the five right now. Grizzlies press up the right side. The pass goes to Cook. Trying to force a turnover here. Going to have to play tight man-to-man and trap when you can. Bounce pass on the left sideline now. Bryce Moore guarded by Lucas Prola. Curling over the top. Double team ball knocked away, and it's going to be loose on the deck. And we'll have a timeout called by Midland. They got to the basketball first and immediately called timeout with four on the shot clock. And Midland will have to throw the ball in from the other side of midcourt. There'll be a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. 30-second timeout on the floor. 67-57, Midland leads the Grizzlies. And it'll be Midland basketball on just the other side of midcourt with only four on the shot clock. Tomorrow morning, we're back here doing this all over again, same time on a weekday morning. On a Monday, the Grizzlies will play New Mexico Military Institute, 10 o'clock start time tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, right here on KDY. Backcourt, four on the shot clock. Here's the inbound for Midland. Let him throw it in. Nope, they're going to throw it in long up the floor in the corner. Going to have to force the three, and it's no good. And the rebound, though, taken by Trey Clark, and that's even better for them. They get control again, and a foul will be called on Kyle Germany. Riley Whitaker checking back in. Gage Fitz checking back in. Kendon Peebles checking back in. Kamari Vinson, Tom Emmerich, and Lucas Prola will all go out. Carlos Paul is in the ball game. Still 67-57 with 1:14 to play. Jaden Kimpson, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Free throw is good. Midland has just been superb with their free throw shooting in this game. And they gave that last point to us. Next free throw is good. ...69-57 should be the score. Down the lane, right hand running, scoop shot, no good. And now we'll have a whistle. Well, they've given us too many points. Now we got, which actually I think is correct. Technical foul calls on Gage Pitts. And a free throw here by Jaron Cook is good. And the Chaps will keep the basketball. I'm not sure what the he may have reached across and slapped the ball out of the hand of the inbounding player, and that's a technical foul. That's what I'm going to guess. 70. Scoreboard says 58. Okay. And here's the inbound play. Ball out of bounds. But a foul will be called on the play at the same time on Riley Whitaker. Fourth foul on Riley. 70-58. I can't imagine them realizing that first half error and adding a point now, but that's what's happened. Here's a free throw for Trey Clark. Free throw is good for Midland. And one more try for him. Our score is 71. And now this is all over the place. Next free throw is no good. Now suddenly we have 63 points. Down the key left side. Paul on the right. Here's a three by Whitaker. No good. Rebound take one. Woodley, and he'll be fouled. 44.9 left. They have changed the score. It was showing 71. Now it's changing again. Now it's back to 57. Anyway, I'll just tell you what it says moment by moment. 71-57. Next, here's a free throw good by Taquan Woodley for Midland. That makes it 72-57 for now. And subs in for the Grizzlies. Gavin Boddy comes in from Mammoth Spring. Next free throw is no good. Gage Fitz with the rebound. Gage in the front court. Back to Riley Whitaker. Back over to Kenan Peebles on the left wing. Dribbles through the contact. Pulls up a jump shot. No good. Rebound. Whitaker back across around the horn. Boddy back to the corner. Kamari Vinson launches a three. That's an air ball. Taquan Woodley with it. Shot clock is off. And it looks like this is going to be the final score. That will be the last shot of the ball game. Midland's going to win it. They're going to go 4-0 and not do anything to hurt their number 7 ranking. And the Grizzlies gave a more than good account of themselves here today. Come up short against number 7. Final score, 72-57. Midland wins it. We'll talk with Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, coming up here post-game-wise on Hot Country KDY. Well, for the second game in a row, the Grizzlies had 10 different players score. But in this one, against the Midland Chaparrals from Midland, Texas, that top 10 ranking is not a fluke. They are very good. And the Grizzlies got down by as many as 23, fought back, cut it down to 8 at one point, but that was as close as we could do as the Grizzlies fall in this ball game by a final score of 72-57. Jared Fay will join us here in just a little bit. In fact, I'm going to swap chairs here so that he'll have a place to sit. Grizzly leading scorer was Lucas Prola today. Lucas had 13 points. With 11 was Kendon Peebles. Other scores just going down the line. Kyle Germany had 5. Carlos Paul had 6. Javian Downey had 4. Lionel Kamwimba had 4. Gage Pitts had 1. Kamari Vinson had 2. 6 points for Urji Unami. And 6 for Tom Emmerich. Tom Emmerich really gave the team a lift in the second half. He scored all 6 of his points in the second half and did a really good job getting to the basket and scoring some big baskets to cut into that lead that Midland had built. The Chaparrals were led for the second game in a row by a guy coming off the bench. Jaron Cook finished this game with 25. So in the last 2 games, again, coming off the bench, he's averaging about 23 points a ball game. That's pretty salty stuff. Bryson Burns with 15 points, 10 points for their 6'8 postman, Taquan Woodley. 9-point game for Jaden Kempson. 8-point game for Trey Clark. 2 apiece for Bryce Moore and for Curtis Harrison. I'm not seeing, I thought Coach Fay was on his way up here, but I have not seen him making his way this direction just yet. So we'll take another minute timeout, give him just a little bit more time, and hopefully talk to Jared Fay in just a few here on KDY. Number 7, Midland beats the Grizzlies 72-57 today. At least I think that's what the score was. I mean, it changed so many times back and forth there toward the end. But anyway, Midland wins it. Jared Fay joins me here to my left. You need to be turned up so we can hear what you're thinking and saying. So I said, when we started today, I said, you know, this is a game this is kind of one of those how good are you games, or find out how good you are games. What did you find out today?
Well, I think we can play with that team, and I think they're one of the best teams in the country, obviously. They got a lot of sophomores. They're a team that you very well could be seeing playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Hutch. I think we learned a lot, no doubt about that. It, you know, we can't compete with them, but we've got to do a lot of the little things better than what we were doing in that first half. And some things we can practice all we want. You just got to go out and learn it and feel how good these other teams are and get better.
You know, we were talking, I don't know if it was you I was talking to, but talking the other day about a basketball team and talking about thinking they were playing hard, but they weren't playing hard. Now, in the first half, I think our kids thought they were playing hard, but then in the second half, they were noticeably playing harder, especially at the defensive end, and that made a lot of difference in being able to cut that 23-point game down to an 8-point game.
Yeah, exactly. That was you and I were talking about that on the bus. And
that was
the freshmen think they're playing hard. They just don't understand how hard they really got to play. And, again, I think you kind of have to feel it sometimes. We can talk about it as coaches and work on it in practice, but you got to get out here and play a really good team like that and feel when you make a mistake.
10 different players scored for you today. I thought we had some kids that did some really good things. I thought that Kendon Peebles kind of kept you in the ball game and helped you get back in the ball game a little bit in the second half.
He did. He played really well. We're just on him about playing hard, and he played really hard in the second half. You know, Urji Kugnami was really good tonight defensively, got some rebounds. Just he was out there and made things happen on every play. So there's some good things to build on. You know, our guards I don't think are 100%, and JV and Lucas. But they're getting there, and we saw some really good things from Lucas as well and kind of what he can do. And I expect we'll get Javian going tomorrow.
The one stat that jumped off the page, I didn't realize it was – we were 9 out of 10 from the line in the first half. We were 5 out of 14 in the second half.
And a lot of those were at crucial times. And a lot of – I don't know if it's 3 or 4 that were missed both free throws. So that's tough. It's not something you can necessarily fix right now. It's just got to go back to the drawing board and work on our free throws more. And I do know the guys work on them. It's such a mental thing. I thought for sure that Kyle was going to make at least one of those two intentional fouls. But, you know, again, it's something that we'll learn from and we'll grow.
Against the really good teams, it's really hard to beat them. It's even hard to compete against them, like you said, if you're not doing the little things. But that's kind of how you learn. And this really tells your kids something about what can happen, you know, against really good competition.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I think there's a positive to take away that we did compete with them. We beat them in the second half. And, you know, coaches don't love moral victories, but I do think overall it was a moral victory for us that we realized what we need to do and who we can compete against, and I'm excited to see this team grow.
30-23 as you outscored them in the second half of the ballgame. New Mexico Military Institute, tomorrow you'll know what you know after you've seen them play, probably.
Yeah, we're about to watch them here in a few minutes. This is their first game of the season, so we don't have any film on them or anything. But at the same time, we're more focused on us and getting better and doing what we do, and we'll go out and battle tomorrow.
All right, not bad today. Thanks so much,
Coach.
Appreciate it. All right, final score is 72-57, and the Grizzlies will play here on KDY tomorrow. 10 a.m. will be the broadcast time. So thanks to Nate Hudson doing his thing back there in the studio, 6 hours from here. And tomorrow morning, again, same broadcast time, 10 o'clock, and the Grizzlies will be playing against the New Mexico Military Institute, and we'll have a game here on Hot Country KDY. Thanks to Nate. Thanks to you for listening to the broadcast. Harlan Hutchison, final score, 72-57, number 7 Midland over the Grizzlies in Enid, Oklahoma. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying so long from the OK State.